it's not about falling down. It's about how fast you can get up after you have fallen down. That's where the magic is.
Discover what it takes to be a world-class entrepreneur.
No success story ever happened without any struggle at the beginning.
And how you can have it all from the greatest minds in business.
Why do you think people give up when business gets tough?
Welcome to the Woman Entrepreneur Podcast. Here is your host, international award-winning entrepreneur and founder of Woman Entrepreneur, Erna Vasan.
Hi, good morning, everyone. And this is Erna Vasan from the Women Entrepreneur Podcast Show. And today is a very special day as we have the big man in the house, the CEO and founder of Infusionsoft, Clayton Mask. Woohoo!
Thanks, Erna. It's great to be with you. That's kind of you.
Wow, thank you so much. And I spoke about this off air, but I'll say it again. Once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really do appreciate that.
Happy to do it.
Yeah, perfect. I'm happy to have you. So while we have a great connection, so let's get into the first question. And this is for, I think, for people that has been living underneath a rock, that doesn't know what Infusionsoft is all about. So tell us, what is Infusionsoft?
Yeah, you bet. Infusionsoft is CRM software that helps small businesses grow by automating their sales and marketing. So it's kind of a leading solution that's been out there for many years, and we now have over 150,000 customers, and it's just an awesome tool.
That is amazing. So so I think you now have 150,001, because I recently got converted to Infusionsoft, so you just gained another customer.
That's awesome. Well, welcome, Erna. We're happy to serve you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm working with the guys in South Africa from Virtual Edge, Matt. They are your partners for Infusionsoft in South Africa. So they are setting everything up and getting everything ready for us. So it's been great so far.
Awesome. That is so great.
Yeah. Okay, so question number two. What was the vision behind Infusionsoft?
You know what? It was to make it easier for entrepreneurs to follow up with their customers, provide the service they needed, close more sales, because it's so difficult to manually follow up with customers when your data is spread out in a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
And so what we realized was the real issue with small business success is that we struggle to follow up with people, and you're wearing so many different hats, running, you know, you're running like crazy, and things just slip through the cracks. And so when you don't have the system and you don't have a method to do that, you lose customers, you have prospects that you don't convert into customers, and you just drop the ball. And it's not a matter of the small business owner not trying hard enough, not wanting to do a better job. It's impossible to follow up effectively with prospects and customers when you're a small business if you don't have a system. Whereas big businesses, they've got people they can throw at the problem. They've got systems. They've got IT teams. They've got all that stuff. So when you get right down to it, the vision was, let's make it easy for small businesses to grow by following up in a really personalized, automated way with their customers.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think that 90% of successful business lies in the follow-up. And if you are not following up, you are losing so much business and leaving business on the table, leaving money on the table if you are not following up. And I think this is a great system to make that process easier and, you know, just add some cash on the bottom line. And I think that's brilliant.
Yep, that's it. You got it.
Yeah. And would you say the vision changed throughout the process, or did it remain the same, even though you guys expanded so fast, so quick, did the vision remain the same, or did it change into something else?
You know, that's a great question, Erna. Early on, what I would say is it gradually got more and more clear. And it also got more and more clear how we could do this for millions of small businesses. So the core idea was always the same from the beginning, but who to do that for, you know, you had to be early on, you had to be a really sophisticated marketer who really understood direct response marketing. And then we gradually made a bunch of refinements and simplifications to the software so that a marketing savvy small business could do it, but you didn't have to be, you know, direct response dyed in the wool. You could just be kind of an ambitious marketing savvy small business. But now we've gotten to the point where, you know, you don't have to be a marketer. The reality is most small businesses just want to deliver great service. They just want to not drop the ball. They want to be there following up with their customers. And so that's really the work that we've been up to over the years. And the vision has just gotten more and more clear about how we can serve millions of small businesses instead of hundreds or thousands.
I love it. And also, as the technology evolves, new things will be added on. And I mean, technology is an IT, is the future. And we, you know, I think it's such an exciting time to be in business because there's so many things happening right now. Everything is being, for instance, Infusionsoft has created this amazing software to make things easier for startup and SME businesses to engage with the follow-up and actually to grow their businesses with just one simple software to use.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And how important is it for businesses and entrepreneurs to have a CRM system?
Well, I'll tell you, what we find is that a lot of times business owners, they get their business going, they start to have some success, but they begin to just get disorganized. It's really hard once you start getting more customers and more prospects, especially once, you know, you start to get employees as well. But even before then, you've got customers, you've got prospects, and you just find yourself very disorganized. And it becomes very frustrating and embarrassing when things begin to slip through the cracks and you don't do what you said you were going to do. And your customer is like, wait, you said you were going to send me this information, or, you know, we met at this conference and you said you were going to follow up and you never have. And, you know, those kinds of things, maybe for a while they're sort of, those balls are dropping, but it's not causing a big problem. But eventually what happens is it begins to cause big problems. You lose key clients. You have a big opportunity that you didn't follow up with in time that goes to a competitor. You have an existing customer that's a great customer and you've got a great relationship with them. And then you find out that they bought a competitor's product that you also offer, and you say, why'd you buy that? And they said, oh, I didn't know you offered that. You know, so the follow-up problem begins to rear its head because you get very disorganized as the business starts to grow and you just can't keep up with it. And so small businesses need a customer relationship management system when they can't keep it all straight in their heads or on spreadsheets anymore. You know, when you get to that point and you can't keep it straight in your phone, or you can't keep it straight in your Outlook or your Gmail, you start to get to a place where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm hurting my customer relationships. I'm dropping the ball. I'm losing business because I'm not organized. That's when you know I need a CRM system.
Exactly, exactly. And I was having this discussion with Kim Kiyosaki. She's actually our cover star for the March issue of Women Entrepreneur.
Awesome.
And, yeah, that's great. And she said the same thing, is that once you start growing in your business, and the first thing when you start a business is you should not think tiny. Stop thinking tiny, because you will remain tiny. If you really want to grow big and be big, you need to have infrastructure. You need to have systems in place from the get-go. And I feel that Infusionsoft is such a great system to have, even if you're just starting up. I mean, I think a CRM system is more important than anything else, because that is like the base of your company. That's the way you're going to communicate with your clients. That's the way you're going to be following up with your clients. And that's the way you're going to be closing deals and building relationships. And I mean, those are all four key principles when it comes to business. So I really think that you guys did a stunning job in creating such a great software for small businesses, startups, speakers, coaches, authors, for everyone to use to grow and expand their business.
Well, thanks. You've said it exactly right. I totally agree. And, you know, there's a lot of times that people will use an email marketing program or, you know, something to help them get started. And that's fine. We understand that. But you get to a point where you need to track your customers. You need to track the relationships. You need to build those relationships. And the real, as you probably know by now, the real secret behind Infusionsoft is the automation that saves you time so that you can follow up with customers in a really personalized way and do it automatically. That's where it starts to get really fun.
Exactly. No, I had this call this week with Matt from Infusionsoft in South Africa, and we set up an entire funnel and everything is automated. I'm like, holy goodness, this is the best. It's like you just need this one system that will take care of three or four jobs, basically, of what
people. Yes.
So no, it's complete at a fraction of the cost, may I add. So that's great.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, and so my next question is: Infusionsoft has around 550 employees. What is your secret to managing employees and keeping them fulfilled in the workplace?
Boy, we could do an entire podcast on this. This is a great question, Erna. You know, and it's important that you ask the question because so many entrepreneurs, so many entrepreneurs view employees as like this necessary evil. You know, they don't want them. They never want to have them. And when you have that mindset, you're really not set up to build a business that can expand beyond you. And you're really kind of accepting the idea that you'll always be carrying the full burden of the business. And that's not a very fun place to be. It's tough to go on vacation. It's tough to enjoy life. It's tough to really create something that can make a big impact in the world when you don't, you know, you don't have help to achieve the mission that you have for your company. Now, having said that, I totally get that there's a lot of businesses that are solopreneurs, and we certainly have many customers that are in that boat. But there's a mindset that I like entrepreneurs to get rid of that many times they have, and it's that they don't want employees. They don't want to deal with those issues. And what I would tell people is there are great people out there all over who want to help you in your vision, but you've got to make your vision clear. And so the key to your question, you know, the real heart of the answer is the way that you get 550 employees to be happy and excited about what you're doing is you get very clear about what you're doing. And we talk about that in terms of purpose, mission, and values. And your purpose is why you exist. Your mission is what you're up to and kind of your big, hairy, audacious goal, you know, the thing you're going after. And your values are how you go about doing work. And once you get really clear communicating to the world what your purpose, your mission, and your values are, then you hire to it, you train to it, you fire to it. And it's, you know, that's really the key. And the funny thing is when entrepreneurs get clear on this, they start to realize, wow, there are good people. There are folks out there who it's fun to work with because they're like-minded in the sense that my purpose is their purpose. And my mission is something they're super fired up about, and we share the same values in how we go about doing that work. So what I would say to entrepreneurs is if you want to enjoy the experience working with your employees side by side, then get really clear on why you're doing what you're doing, what you're up to together, and how you go about doing it. And we've done that in Infusionsoft over the years, and it's why we've been consistently named a great place to work. And it's really all about our purpose, our mission, and our values.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you where you said you need to make sure that everyone is clear on the values and the mission and the vision. I think that is very, very, very important. And so could you share with us three major strategies you use to grow the business to where it is today?
Yes, you bet. The first one I'd say is partners. Getting the right partners to help you in selling your product, servicing your product. Maybe it might be a financial partner, but I think so often entrepreneurs don't leverage partnerships. They kind of are out there, you know, Superman or Wonder Woman doing it on their own. And it's like, no, if you'll go align and get partners to work with you, you can do something great. And by the way, this is again where that purpose, mission, and values are really important. They literally become magnetic to what you're doing. You magnetically attract the right people and repel the wrong people in terms of employees and partners, and by the way, customers, when you're really clear on this. So I would say the first thing that we've done is we've used partners very effectively, whether that was acquiring customers, servicing customers, financial partners, product partners. It's having a partnership mentality. So that's one really big thing. I think the second thing is we've always prided ourselves in giving our customers good support. When you are putting technology into place, if you don't have the support that you need, you don't have that service, it can be maddening. You know, technology is technology. There are always glitches. There are always things you bump into, no matter how great the product is. And you got to have the support that you need, especially as an entrepreneur, when time is money and you're not an expert in these things. And so, you can get chat support, you can get phone support, you can get people that are helpful at Infusionsoft to work with you through those issues. I think that's the second thing that's been really critical for us is good support. And then the third thing, it's really about focusing on the product and the product experience. And this is something that really in the last year, I would say, we've really tackled in a big way, and it's what's opening up the opportunity for us to serve millions of small businesses. Whereas, you know, today we've got 150,000 users, and that's great, but that's really just scratching the surface and where we want to go. And so we've begun doing things to really simplify the experience with the software. You know, the truth, Erna, is that I'd say in the past people would say, yeah, Infusionsoft is super powerful, but you know, and that's always been an important part of our product strategy, that power, but we needed to make it easier for the masses. We needed to make it so that more customers could come on board and get the benefits of our CRM software. And so product has always been an important strategy for us, but I would say early on, it was all about the power. And now in the last year, it's become more and more about simplifying the experience so that our customers can get the benefits of our powerful software.
I love it. And what strategy do you use to wow your customers? We all know it's about, you know, need to wow your customers, need to know with a wow effect. What is your wow for your customers?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the big thing for us is to help people see the aha of automation. You know, so we do different things when you automate something and you get a lead or a sale or, you know, just to help people, you know, just to help people realize, okay, that is the software going to work for me. That is the software helping me while I'm busy doing other stuff. It's helping me get leads. It's helping me convert customers. And so we want to make that apparent to our customers. We call it the aha moment or the Infusionsoft moment, when the customer begins to realize, okay, it's like I've got an employee working for me in the background doing stuff. That's the wow effect we want our customers to experience. And there's nothing I love more than our employees saying, man, Infusionsoft's doing the work of one or two or three employees for me. They never call in sick. They're not talking back to me or telling me why we can't do it. It's just getting the job done in the background. That's the wow we love to deliver.
Yeah. And you definitely delivered it this week with me when I had my call with the guys in South Africa on Infusionsoft. I was like, aha, so this is the most amazing software that I actually have used in my entire life, because it makes everything so much easier and everything is automated. It just happens. There's no input needed from a second person or third person. Everything is automated. That's what I loved about the whole thing. And it saves a ton of time.
It is. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, it definitely takes some time to get it set up. But when you put these automated funnels in place and the automated follow-up, it's just incredible what it does for people. And I love seeing how it frees up the entrepreneur to begin to think about other things they can do, other ways they can automate, other processes. You know, what we see people do all kinds of really cool things with our campaign builder and the automation capabilities. And, you know, that's a lot of fun for us when we see customers have that aha moment. That's the wow moment for us. And we love seeing them get that and then do it again and again and again across their business.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And my next question is more on the investor side. So What advice do you have for businesses and entrepreneurs on how to get their business investor ready?
Boy, again, a full podcast on this one would be fun. I would be happy to do one if you'd like to, because it's such a deep topic. I'll just kind of skip across the surface on a few things. And I'll start by saying I've done all flavors of it. You know, we started the business completely bootstrapped, didn't have any investors. Then got to the point when we were at about a million or so, maybe two, where we brought in a little bit of friends and family money, a couple $100,000, and we're growing the business 100% per year at the time. And then we got to a point where we're like, you know, we could use a little debt here, a little bank financing to help us. And so we did that. And then eventually we got to several million in annual sales, and we're growing the business 100% every year. And we couldn't keep up with that growth without getting more capital. And so we decided to raise venture capital, and it was largely because we had caught the vision that we could really become kind of the Salesforce.com for small businesses, and we recognized nobody else was doing it. So then we raised venture capital. We've raised large rounds of venture capital since. You know, we have our eyes eventually on an IPO. So, you know, we know all of the different ways to do it. And what I would say is, don't raise the best capital to raise is selling your product and service. So I am a firm believer that too many entrepreneurs try to raise capital instead of selling their product. And so my favorite way to get money into the business is to sell. My second favorite way is to get customers to finance your growth. So if you can get a customer to prepay you for a year, or to a prepaid contract or something like that, that's a really effective way to get capital for your business. Then after that, my next preference is to use a line of credit where you don't have to actually spend it, but it's available to you to make investments in the business if you want to. Third favorite way is debt, and then the last way would be to do investment from equity investment, where people are buying shares in your company. That's what it looks like when you're raising venture capital or that sort of thing. So I like to just kind of give that order of priority in my mind, so people don't jump straight to, well, let's go raise venture capital, because you really shouldn't do that unless you got a vision for how you're going to grow your business to 100 million in annual sales. At that point, venture capital might make sense.
So I would absolutely love to do an interview with you on just the subject. I mean, just with this subject, you had like 4 or 5 different ways on how to do that, and I really want to expand into that. So my pitch. So I'm actually in America in March, and I would love to come to your offices and do a quick interview with you if you allow me to do that. So
absolutely, let's do that.
Okay, I'm taking you up on that offer. So that's a yes. Thank you so very much.
You got it.
Okay, cool. And then, so the next question is, you are a New York Times best-selling author yourself, and how important is it to have a strong personal brand and a strong business brand? And what do you think is more important?
I do think the personal brand is really important for entrepreneurs. And it really should tie to the business brand. So obviously, we know a business brand is important. But, Erna, I think about it maybe a little differently than the way some people talk about it when it's like, go create your personal brand. You know, to me, Conquer the Chaos was a book we wrote because I was so passionate. You know, my co-founder and I wrote it, and Scott and I were so passionate about what small businesses need to do to grow their business without going crazy. That's the subject, Conquer the Chaos, How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy. And what happened is we would get asked these questions all the time about, people needing advice. And we were passionate about it. And we had strong opinions over time. You know, we'd been in business for about 8 or 9 years. We'd made a lot of progress. And we basically said, look, we see some very common things that are holding entrepreneurs back. And so the brand of, the personal brand was just, it came out of the passion and the opinion and the maybe stubbornness that we have around, helping small businesses grow and what holds them back. You know, when you see it again and again and again and again, it's frustrating because you want the best for the entrepreneur, but you're like, you can see where they're in their own way in their minds, and you can see where they're in their own way in the systems that they're not putting in place in the business. And so the book is really, it's about our experience and our passion about what needs to happen for small businesses to be successful, because we want so badly for that entrepreneur to succeed, but we saw the story over and over and over and over of what needed to be done and it wasn't being done. And that's why we wrote the book. So to me, the personal brand just kind of comes out of who we are and the passion we have. It wasn't like Scott and I said, hey, we need to go set our personal brand that's going to help the business. It was more like, we really care about helping small businesses, and people aren't telling this story. They're not helping small businesses see what the real obstacles are that are holding them back. And while there were some good books out there like E-Myth and you know, things like that that we really benefited from, we felt like there was kind of a gap in terms of the systems that you needed to put in place and the mindset strategies that you've got to get past, because if you don't, the ups and downs and just the challenges of business will swallow you whole. So that's what we wrote. The reason we wrote it is because we were so passionate about it, and you know, then it turned into a personal brand.
Exactly. I have this saying that every great brand started from passion. And
yes,
that is a business. It can be a business brand, a personal brand, but I feel that as long as you do something with passion, you will never work. You will never work a day in your life again. And that's where great brands are born.
That's right. Love it.
Yeah. And so my next question was actually to ask you about your book, but we did speak about it, but where can people get your book if they want to buy it?
You know, Amazon, you can get it all over the place, but Conquer the Chaos, How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy.
I love that. The name of the book, Conquer the Chaos, How to Build a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy. That's like on the money right there. That's awesome. And so my next question goes on to another side of you is, you are also a speaker.
Yes.
What are some of the tips you can give to people that is afraid of speaking or presenting in front of a large audience or just the boardroom?
Yeah. Get up and talk to a friend. You know, what I mean by that is, so many people, they stand in front of an audience and they get freaked out by all the people in the audience. Just pretend like you're talking to one friend or three friends and be real, because what that does is it helps you be authentic. It helps you be yourself. It helps you, you know, I don't like the age old thing of imagine them in the underwear. That doesn't work for me. like what works for me is I just think about I'm talking to my friends. And I think that when I do that, I relax, I'm natural, I just kind of speak normally. And I think that far too often people get up and they get intimidated by the people and how they're looking and they worry about, and it's like, no, just be you, be authentic. That's what works.
Exactly.
And whoever authentic you is, will go over well. So if you're comfortable because you're talking to three of your best friends, and it's actually 300 people or 3,000 people or 30,000 people, whatever the case, just think of it like you're talking to three of your best friends and just talk real. And that's my best advice for people. Yeah. It's the same advice I give to people when they're writing marketing campaigns or follow-up campaigns or an email broadcast to their whole list. Just talk to them like you're talking to your three best friends.
Yeah. Have a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. And, so my next question is about mentorship and throughout the process of creating a business and a personal brand, how important is it to have a mentor or a business coach to advise you and guide you throughout the process?
So important. You know, entrepreneurship is so lonely. Every business owner out there listening to this knows that it's just a lonely process. And when you can get into a community, that helps you a bunch. But when you can get a mentor that you can really talk to, because even when you're in like a group or a community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and we see this all the time with our, you know, with user groups or with meetups of Infusionsoft customers or at the events we've done over the years, that helps. Mm-hmm. But it's not quite the same as having someone who you can really talk straight to, where you can say, look, this is the problem I'm dealing with. This is what's going on. And they care about you and know you enough to give you really great advice. And they'll give you the hard stuff, you know, the stuff that maybe some people don't want to say because they're just trying to encourage you and be nice. You know, a mentor is someone who can really help you through those tough times and give you the what you need to hear, even though you may not want to hear it. And it's a combination of, you know, getting you past the lonely times and helping you see things a different way and telling it to you straight the way you need to hear it when you need to hear it.
Yeah, tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yes, and yeah. Many times, I'll tell you, Erna, there are many times, I've always surrounded myself with, you know, a few key people that I talk to that help me as I'm working on a hard problem, a tough issue. I've done coaching for about 8 years. I've done coaching groups. I've had mentors. I've had close advisors. And, you know, I use different folks for different types of issues, but I've always had kind of a key person that I go to. By the way, in addition to my wife, because my wife is without a doubt my very best consultant and advisor. She's incredible because she knows me so much, so well, and she cares so much about me. And somehow she always seems to say exactly what I need to hear. But I also have always kind of kept a close business advisor and mentor who can help me with really, really tough issues. And so, you know, I can't recommend it strongly enough, because when you don't do that, you get caught up in your head. You get wrapped up inside of what's going on, and you can't see things clearly sometimes. Yeah. And there's just so much pressure at times in the business. And as a business owner, you feel it in such an intense way. You feel the personal responsibility, the financial responsibility. You feel your ego wrapped up in it. You feel your insecurities you have. I mean, there's so many things that get wrapped up. A mentor helps you cut through all that crap and see things the way you need to make the decisions.
I love it. I love it. And you know what's great to hear is that you are a CEO and you run this amazing company with 550 employees, and you also have a mentor and a business coach helping you.
Yes.
That's really amazing. And here's my last question is, if you could give your very last business tip to an entrepreneur, what would that be? Just
follow
one.
Up. Honestly, I know that I've kind of hit that so hard, but I'll tell you, Erna, I say this all the time to people. When I die, I want my gravestone, literally, I want it to say, he was a great husband and a great father. And right beneath that, I want it to say, follow up works. Just do it.
I think we need to register the followup.com domain for you, and then there we go.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so very much, Clayt. Once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak to us today. And I think with this podcast, our listeners will learn so much. Even myself, I was taking notes all the time. And I feel that you always need to seek the opportunity to take the opportunity to learn more, and not just learning, but implementing. And I think implementation is key to success with follow-up.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me, Erna. I appreciate all you do to empower entrepreneurs, and glad that I could be a part of this. And I look forward to meeting with you in March in our office.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Thank you so much, Clayton. Have a lovely evening further.
You too. Thanks,
right.
Erna.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Woman Entrepreneur Podcast, the number one success platform for female entrepreneurs. Visit our website, womanentrepreneur.co, for your daily motivation and business growth expert advice. Until next time, play big, think big, and impress yourself.